The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. Ross Chifley sends a super chat. Thank you so much. He says, Ben Shapiro, I don't care about JFK. It happened a long time ago. Why are you even bringing it up? Also, Ben Shapiro, 6 million died. I don't care how long ago it was. We can never forget. Unbelievable. It's such a shame for the public space. I wish there was more honesty. But yeah, Ben Shapiro making the argument that it doesn't matter who killed JFK. And it's like, yeah, it matters because the current state of America is a result of this. It's a culmination of all these actions taken by Jews to take over this and that and to overrepresent themselves here and there. And it matters very much who killed JFK, especially if it's the Jews. If it was the Eskimos that killed JFK, then perhaps it wouldn't matter. But the fact that it could be the Jews, and that, as I've argued yesterday, that it is the Jews, it's very important. End of the line, Joel says, I think this JFG Tonight intro with Coach Red Pill Spencer is the best one so far. It is like a quick retrospective of 10 years of this excellent commentary show. Well, thank you. See? Because there are people who I don't think are even listeners of the show who send me insults about this intro, who say it's a cheap intro, that it doesn't make sense. And it's like, hey, I think it's an intro that kind of captures the breadth of what we've been discussing on this show for, yes, 10 years with various guests and things that are still relevant. You know, Gonzalo Lira is more relevant today than when he was alive. You know, Sammy Ogog's comment on Russia and Trump, holy shit, that is still relevant. Richard Spencer on the middle and the extremes, still relevant. So I think there's, I don't know who it is that sends me these messages saying the intro is cheap and he wants to redo the intro, but he doesn't have the time to. It's like, no, fuck off. I'm happy with this intro. It's not a perfectly mounted intro. It's not necessarily beautiful, but it's important. It's the content that matters in this intro. So Ye appears to have had the visit of some health authorities. He was updating from his DMs. I haven't checked. I got the knock on the door after I called out the sex trafficking. So when he went on his Twitter spree, apparently he got a knock on the door and his friend was counseling to him, go to a hotel you don't normally stay at, please. There are people all over the city who get a check one way or another from that family. Just be careful for a couple of nights. Oh, yes. Escaping the state and the mobs. True, staying in hotels, I've done that before, I know what it is. And yeah, you can count on a random motel. That is one of the fascinating things about the world. When you travel and when you're on the run, you realize that, yeah, this random guy at the bottom of the motel, you know, who's sitting there all day just waiting for a customer, he's not going to betray you because he makes a living from giving you a home for a night or two. New guy says the public space still plays in my head. Chief Trumpster says, don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. The white dudes for Harris. Gen Z is waking up. Oh, wow. The soy. The soy in this illustration. My God, little kids were playing politicians and they were elevating themselves in the social network. And as a result, we got this guy now stuck in a Me Too-like movement where the girls are going at him, but for apparently no act of aggression, but simply the fact that he has entertained too many of them at the same time. And Dean Witters was saying, I can't comment. I can't comment because I'm too shocked, and I hope you will forgive me. I just can't. I can't comment on the allegations about Ari Sisson. But Dean Witters said one thing, though. He said, I can't comment, but I can say this. I've never been friends with Ari Sisson. And there's all these pictures of them together promoting Biden and Harris together. And it's like, if you are so emotionally distraught that it's taking your breath away, you cannot speak about it. Don't tell me it wasn't your friend. You were hanging out with him. You were promoting stuff with him. You were taking pictures with him. It was as much as in this business you'll ever have a friend. They were friends. A meme that keeps coming back. I like this one. This one keeps coming back every 2 or 3 years.
Very good. Woo. That's awesome.
One jet of butter. The guy is super fat. It's kind of a warning, like, don't eat too much of that buttered popcorn. But he's so relaxed. Pop. One shovel. Now the jets of butter on the half-filled cup. Very well rotated.
Very cool.
Hop. A new layer of butter and whoop. A new layer of popcorn and now the bag is flying. Using the gravity to shake the popcorn and boom, second jet. Oh, gravity again, rotation to get some of that torque onto the butter. Torque and butter, third layer.
That's awesome.
Refill of the top. More butter, we're at 4 layers. And the finishing. The topping of the popcorn with one more jet of butter. We are now at 5.
Wow.
And lots of butter. Wow, wow, wow. New Guy Prime says butter torque. Yeah, well, the butter, I guess, must be attracted by the gravitational effect of the rotation or whatever. Sneed Poster says, Jeff, are you going to address being secretly Iberian this whole time? Well, it's not new that I've published my genetics today on Twitter because I wanted it to be represented in the new. So that's a new website, the Social Sentinel. Ha ha ha. Social Sentinel. And the fav echo of the website features the SS. So we are in the SS world here, Social Sentinel. I love the contrast between the Social Sentinel. Like, it feels like a butterfly, kind of gay name. but then if you look at the initials, it's SS. I love what has been done here, and this has been done by Letter Apron Club. So it is a database of who is Jewish and who is not. And I've published my genetics because I wanted to be included in the non-Jewish section. And so, yes, my genetics, they've always been published. It has changed across the years because 23andMe has reclassified some of those genes. But the general gist of it is I've always been 100% white European. 77% Northwestern, so that's mostly French and German, a little bit of broadly Northwestern and British Irish, and then 22.8% of Spanish and Portuguese of the Central Asturias region. Now, people, they misinterpret this. Those are genes that I may share with South Americans. But South Americans have a whole history of conquest by Spanish and Portugal, by Spain and Portugal, and eventually intermixing, massive intermixing with the Native American population, such that they don't have that much genes coming from Europe. So you have to understand that part of the European history of Spain is very much intermixed with the history of France. And because my ancestors were southern French farmers, they came from the Aquitaine region, and they were mixing at the border of Spain. You know, there was a lot of exchanges between Spain and France. So these genes may be Hispanic in a way because they find themselves in the Hispanic population. But when you find someone at the border coming from Venezuela and trying to enter illegally in the US, he's carrying much other genes than the Spanish and Portuguese genes that I have. Those Spanish and Portuguese genes are truly European in origin. So, in terms of the French and German genes, the Low Countries, so southern France, Normandy, Pays de la Loire, Pyrénées, Garonne, Rivière Bassin, Paris, the British and Irish genes are Scotland and Northern Ireland, and the Spanish and Portuguese genes seem to come specifically from the Central Asturias region, so a very northern region of Spain. And I also end up getting classified in parallel categories, the European diaspora category, French Canadian, and Greater Montreal Early French Canadians. So my genes are marked as some of the earliest French Canadians to have moved toward America. Frog Eyes says, JF is mostly Latin American. No wonder they denied him entry to the U.S. Well, Latin American. I mean, you are extending the meaning of it if you include the Quebecois. But, okay, whatever you say. Give me 10 seconds, I'll be back. My respiratory pathways are super dry. I don't know what's happening with the climate here in Alberta, but we were headed toward a spring. I mean, it was getting warm, and I was seeing the snow, melting. But then winter came back, and winter came back super dry all of a sudden. So my respiratory pathways are constantly dry. I need to refresh with more water or more Diet Coke. Frog Eyes says, I always suspected JF was a Sephardic Jew, and now this slightly confirms that line of thinking. Sephardic Jews were a small portion of the population of the Iberian Peninsula. So it's not because you have genes from there that you are a descendant of the Sephardian Jews. What the fuck are you thinking about? Holy shit, people are... The funniest thing is that those people who say, oh, JF is emperor. He has some Spanish genes in him. Like, show me your 23andMe. Show me what you got, bitch. Let's look at your American genes. Like, the guy knows who was his grandfather, and it stops there. Yeah, let's see where you come from. Jason Wild says, this story is so annoying to me. So it all starts with, there was a study that has been mapping below the ground structures and cavities. And I don't even know the extent of the precision of the tools used, because it's a special type of kind of acoustic device that's pointed in a triangular shape, and then they make it sharp, and so it allows to analyze just how deep the soil and ground goes. And what they found is that there were cylindric structures below the pyramid. And I believe the one they scanned was a South American pyramid, maybe. I don't know. You guys can correct me on the regular chat, but one of the pyramids has these cylindrical cavities. Now, this is just a drawing. This is so exaggerated. But the idea is that a couple of cavities appear to go very deep under the pyramids. And there are historical traces that of the idea that the work for building a pyramid started way before the building of the pyramid. And in fact, there were up to 10 years of work to dig wells under the pyramid. So it seems like it's a realistic idea that these cylinders might illustrate a practice that seeks to drill wells below the pyramid. Now, what was the purpose of these wells? And of course, the way they are drawn here gives some sort of almost magical property. To me, let's relax here. It looks more like some technical reasons why they would drill these wells. And the spiral structure around the cylinder, this seems to be a kind of stair structure that would be needed for the employees to be able to dig that deep, because there's no machine back then. You had to have a system to be able to go up and down to continue the digging. So what was the purpose of these drillings? Maybe there was oil. Maybe there was some function they could find for oil then. Maybe there was water. Maybe it had some mathematical engineering feat that they were looking to test. You know, in a way, we do a lot of digging for building these these modern physics apparatus, like these particles accelerator. Maybe having 16 wells aligned in a certain way was designed with a certain goal. Perhaps that they were hoping to get signals from space. Perhaps they were looking to test some theories. So I can see a lot of rational reasons why these wells would be drilled, and that's it. It's nothing magical. It could also be geothermal. It could be that they had discovered that, wow, when you dig that deep, you can keep the pyramid super cold, and perhaps you can preserve the bodies longer, or perhaps you can make it a livable area for a longer time. Magister Temple says, Joseph P. Farrell is interesting, and he spoke about 9/11 and JFK and such things. Okay, Sneed Poster says, I wish Egypt wasn't full of Arabs so I could visit and enjoy. Yes, kind of. It's amazing because you have here the whole history of civilization. It's like visibly there used to be people in Egypt that were capable of more than the people of today's Egypt. That is an important observation. D. Thomas says, lol, they are pylons. It's not that complex. I mean, you can have a, you might have an hypothesis that this is some sort of support structure for the pyramid to maintain the ground more supportive so that the building can stand. But I think it's kind of in conflict with the fact that those are cavities that were detected. So how can a pillar be a cavity? It's not extra matter in these cylinders. It's empty. These cylinders are empty. That's what's being detected by the apparatus. So I personally prefer the well-digging hypothesis. Well-digging for what purpose? Was it water, oil, or geothermal? There must have been a purpose. Frog Eyes says, I heard that was where the Predator aliens kept the alien queen and her xenomorph. Oh, you know what? In the last 3 days, I've been rewatching a lot of the Alien series. It's an interesting series. It's kind of disappointing philosophically, but at the same time, somewhat satisfying. Most of the aliens are annoying, and the fact that it always boils down to just primitive action, that's what sucks with this series. However, I really love Prometheus and Alien Covenant. Prometheus and Alien Covenant are giving me some degree of intellectual satisfaction. Now, the problem with the series, it always converges back to everything is predation. Like, you have these philosophers and they create their perfect being who can play beautiful Chopin piano tune or Wagner, and it's like, I'm looking for the meaning of life, and it's like, it's interesting that it's this, because that is true. It is, if you expect any more to life than this, you will be disappointed. Life is infinite parasitism, and if you want to accept it that way, then you can be satisfied with the movies as they are. But at the same time, it's like, why do I get something that fools me into a philosophical consideration, but then gives me only just basic octopus-like creatures just swallowing and using humans as their egg carriers? Frog Eyes says, Alien Romulus was pretty good, actually. Alien Romulus, I didn't like it compared to the two others. It's way too brown-coded. It is way too teenage-coded. I don't see the... I don't see the interest there. It's a bunch of youth of space that are in a revolt, and you get the whole diverse crew of actors. It's too annoying to me. Too much moralization. And I don't see the philosophical aspect in the absence of a David and in the absence of this kind of synthetic being that David is. Now, they tried replacing the synthetic with a black guy who alternates between being a retarded black guy, or if you install him the chip of the white synthetic, he suddenly becomes a classy black guy. I mean, it's that crazy how in pushing for DEI in the Alien series, they ended up in an Alien Romulus where black people can be updated. As long as you give them the chips of the white synthetic. I swear, the guy is literally retarded and in Alien Romulus, and it's kind of sister, although it's not a biological sister, she just takes the chip from a white synthetic, plugs it into him, and suddenly he's like, oh, I noticed the behavior of this creature, let me analyze it. And he speaks like he's from the UK or whatever. Holy shit. D. Thomas says, they are trying to claim it's historically accurate. John Drake says, the first two are the best, the rest sucks. I actually have difficulty to go watch the original Alien because I'm like, it cannot be very good, really. It must not be super interesting. Who funds Joe Rogan? A thread. So basically, it seems that Joe Rogan, the reason is his guests are so controlled, and when we do a quantification, the number of Jews turns up to be very high. You end up realizing that yes, there are a bunch of interested agents who control the show, and the Peter Thiel Network is one of them, through Daniel Ek, founder and CEO of Spotify, who received early seed funding from Peter Thiel. So no surprise then that we get the overrepresentation of Jews that is described by Letter Apron Club. A two-way mirror on a beach. A woman can look at themselves in the mirror, and on the other side, it's a urinal for men. So you are literally urinating on a female as she is doing her makeup in the mirror. Wow, that is weird. That is out there. That is borderline sexual assault of sorts. I don't even know what to say. Doubting Thomas says, ask me anything. JFK. To what degree can... Well, JFK is not me. I'm JFG. To what degree can mammals' genes be adjusted so that the replication rate of certain types of cells are slowed down for the purpose of extending longevity? In my experience, in my kind of loose understanding of biology as a whole, although I've not done these experiments, I would tell you, whatever you fuck up, it's gonna have some consequences down the line. So it's like, oh yeah, okay, suppose you find a chronological strategy to shut down the development of 90% of the body, and so these cells will grow, and they will do everything they had to do, but they will do it in twice the amount of time. You're going to face all sorts of disequilibrium, just like what trans people. I think the best model for what you're asking is what trans people are doing. See, they found a little molecule and they're like, oh, the molecule of puberty. Well, all we have to do is delay puberty. And it's like, yeah, you're going to delay all sorts of things. Then you're going to come at 23 years old and the person decides they're not trans anymore. Now they try to reactivate puberty and it's like nothing works. Nothing works because biology is just not that simple. Typically, you understand one of the levers you have access to, but downstream, the consequences are organized. It's like you can't arrive in a symphony involving 200 violinists and you start deciding, all right, we're going to do it, but two times slower. You're going to fuck up something. The drummer are not going to be able to conceive exactly what two times slower is. There's going to be a bunch of violinists entering too early, too late. It's a little bit like this, to interfere with the development of the body. The development of the body is working on the assumption that everything will work by the clock. And there's no stopping and there's no pausing. So life has evolved some degree of plasticity. Life has evolved the plasticity of understanding, okay, we want to get to adulthood like this on the clock, but we're going to allow some tolerance because maybe this guy is in a season where he didn't get much food. Maybe this guy was in an environment where he got more food. So maybe we're going to go faster with this guy, slower with this guy. But the parameters under which this plasticity has evolved are very limited. And whenever you play with molecules and modifying the genes and modifying the cells, you're playing outside of these evolutionary parameters. So you're taking a route that evolution hasn't planned for. And for that reason, you will fuck everything up. Magister Temple says, my lady friend asked if you are Quebecois. Lol, we are New Brunswick. Me French, her English. Well, say hi to your lady friend. Have sex tonight with her and inseminate her because baby making is a priority. I used to be very close to New Brunswick. I used to be in Prince Edward Island. Yes, I am a Quebecois originally. I had to flee Quebec because of political persecution. And then eventually I had to flee Prince Edward Island due to political persecution. So I find myself in Alberta now. Magister Temple says, we already did, but will again. Cheers. Lol, lol, lol. See, that's great. these people are just inseminating and then turning on JFG Tonight on Rumble. It's kind of creepy. Kind of creepy to know that you guys are just listening to me between two inseminations. Okay, I feel more important now. Fashy Chad says, catching up at 2x speed. Don't lie, JFG. You are a dirty Moor. Joke, lol. I'm not laughing. So how is it a joke if I'm not laughing? Chris Ensign is back at it with, you know how he catches these pedophiles? But now, under the new Trump administration, he's not only catching pedophiles, but he's also finding out that they are illegal aliens. So we get 2-for-1. A pedophile arrested and an illegal alien deported.
Come on in, it's nice and warm in here.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I'm Ivy.
Ivy.
This is Dad.
Yes, Kari. How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
All right. Do you want to go ahead and get ready?
All right. Look at this guy. He's coming in, new in America, expecting pre-sex, randomly found on the internet. Frog Eyes says, JF's Wikipedia entry should be updated to insemination advocate. Yes, yes, because any girl not inseminated is going to become crazy. And so for mental health, just mental health perspective, if you don't even think about the evolution, don't even think about leaving descent and leaving something onto this earth or continuing human civilization, just from a mental health perspective, we would save billions and maybe trillions in mental health medicine if every woman at all times was carrying a baby.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why don't you have a seat right over there in that stool there?
Huh?
Okay. How you doing?
Good.
This guy is so classic.
Good. What's
he's
happening?
Done this across cultural eras, and he's still saying the same sentence. Why don't you have a seat?
It's quite a car you got out there.
It is.
Yeah. Fast?
Huh?
Fast?
Fast.
Is it a fast car?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Right. Fast a little bit.
Are you here in this country legally?
I'm married.
But are you a U.S. citizen?
I'm fixing my status.
You're trying to become a U.S. citizen. And what country are you from?
Mexico.
Mexico.
Oh, God. Chris Ensign is such a classic. I love it. We have more difficult females expressing their preferences.
Things that are the bare minimum for guys to do. If you live in another state, buy my flight. Otherwise, I'm not seeing you. I'm not desperate enough to go see what's in your non-existent pants. Like, and also, like, why would I do that? Also, like, shouldn't you want to see me?
What? Your non-existent pants?
Anymore? Like, shouldn't you want
to? The guys who are trying to fly her across the country don't have pants?
pay for it. The fuck? Buying flowers is also...
It's always these hyper-tanned. The hyper-tanned white woman is extremely brown-coded and is demanding that we treat her like a princess. Rodila says, Jeff, do you still have that website you started that was kind of a community wiki? Yes, arguably.io. I kept it online, but it doesn't have much content to it. There's a guy who made actually a list for us of all the AI dangers and all the ways to approach philosophically the AI question. And it's a pretty thorough thing. So that's why I kept... I kept the encyclopedia up just in case people need this for reference. But it was mostly a trip for me to be hosting MediaWiki because I love the MediaWiki software, but it's not been attracting much contribution other than this one.
The bare minimum. Like, if you like me, you should be doing that in the first place. These new Tower 28 blushes are literally so good. This one's in Samo Spritzer. Another
one. Oh, she's introducing just random publicity in her rant.
One is opening the car door. If someone doesn't do that for me, I literally will just stand there and wait for you to open it and start coughing. And then just building off of that, planning the date and paying for it.
Wow, she's so annoying already. It's like Tommy Lahren when she taps on the table. No, you're not going to satisfy this woman ever.
You're not doing that. I promise you, you're getting nothing. Expecting to see me and not buying me dinner.
You're getting nothing. You are nothing. You will not be bearing my baby. You will be annoying as fuck if you ever do. And therefore, you are worth zero.
Dinner or drinks is crazy. And then if they go hook up with someone else, even though you said no, it's better her than you. At least you're not getting you.
See how this black attitude? It's better her than you. White women are becoming more and more, they act like black women. I think it's some kind of a, it's a new trend. And here you have it too. Again, a woman hyper-tanned.
I know myself and I just need myself like an NBA player. Something giving a little bit more height.
Hey, yo.
NBA?
Parker.
Let me tell you, you should be going down to the G League or something like that, girl, because that ain't NBA style right there. I'm telling you right now, courtside ain't looking like that. You just another option, baby. So you're not,
and no girl here wants you.
Let me tell you, there's multiple balloons still there, baby. So
wow, so we going NBA courtside.
Keep,
wow.
Keep dancing with teddy bears on TikTok.
Even the guys are speaking black.
Okay, keep doing your thing.
Don't do too much. We can go next.
Where? Okay.
The next generation is absolutely blacked. Not this girl, though. A virgin of 18 years old. What it's like to be a virgin in 2025. I'm 18 and I've never been with a man. Zoomer boys have no sex drive anyway. Too busy scrolling Insta or chasing clout to care. Lots of talk, but no passion. A generation of unserious men. People flex their body counts like I've had 10 partners but barely have sex. Everyone's got low drive and depression. Sex isn't even sacred anymore. It's like self-harm with extra steps. My friends hook up to feel alive, then cry about it. Zoomer boys will flirt online, but IRL nothing. They'd rather vape or rant about crypto and play video games. No one pursues anything real. Everyone's got a roster, but no passion. It's all fake, performative, with no soul. I don't know, it's a mess. Sex lost its meaning. Men and women are an ocean apart. They've lost all connection to God and nature. Sex is dead, and we killed it. Yes, I think she has a good description of probably how it feels for a beautiful young woman. She's probably looking around and finding either the very degenerate crowd with which she doesn't want to engage, and then finding higher quality males, but that are totally in the virtual world and they're geeks and they're thinking about crypto or computer games and there's nothing left for her. Sneed Poster says Elon will already be on her DMs. Yeah, maybe that could be a next Elon candidate. Bill Burr says that Elon Musk is a nerd who doesn't know how to talk to women. I don't think that's correct. I think he is misevaluating here.
I don't know, it's a weird time, but I just feel like someone needs to bring the boiling water down to a simmer, and everybody on both sides, like if you watch CNN, Fox, you go online, or you listen to politicians, it's all, and then you walk out on the street, and someone's like, hey, how you doing? You're like, good. So I don't think they're living in like a reality.
But is there any particular, anybody getting your ire up these days more than usual?
Nerds.
The nerds
that own the politician, all these tech nerds that want to build robots because they don't know how to talk to hot women,
they're gonna
take over the world. They are literally gonna replace us. We're like beta right now, and they're coming out with like the VCR. And I think Elon has got the rockets going because they realize there's other Earths out there, and they're gonna trash this one, and because they don't have any concern for it, and they're gonna move on to the next Earth.
Well, you can't accuse Elon of having no concern for the Earth. He's been the most involved in his electric cars.
And, you know, everybody's going to be standing down here with your blue and red ties going, wait a minute, I was on your side, and they're just going to leave.
But you were talking about death in your set. Do they not realize that they're going to die, these people? They don't realize that they eventually
everybody
dies.
Well, I always wondered that about all religions, where they always talk about a wrathful God and, you know, will send you to hell. And it's like, none of you guys are operating like you fear this, the way you run your religion.
That's right.
So I don't understand any of that. I'm just trying to be, like, chill.
Okay, loose criticism. I disagree with the characterization. This was not Elon doesn't know how to talk to women. It was generally big tech people. President Trump has officially signed an executive order directing the Department of Education to be dismantled. Our children's education will now be half the cost and multiple times better. Promises made, promises kept. That is wonderful. Although it is said to be an order that begins the process of dismantling the Department of Education. Will this be done? Will there be judiciary interference? In any case, the Department of Education, if it can be shut down, because at the federal level, first, they're not involved in actually improving education for people. So all they can do really is to set those federal standards, and eventually you realize that, oh yeah, try to apply this to a black neighborhood in Chicago and it doesn't work, and none of them pass the standard. And perhaps it's better to just trust nature in the way we've been doing for millions of years. Parents know best what their children can learn and cannot learn, and they know how to do it best, and let there be a diversity of ways in which we educate the next generation. Why should it be standardized? Standards don't work. We don't achieve them. Standards only serve to measure the fact that, yes, there is incapacity in the population. Give me another 10 seconds. I need to blow my nose. It's totally dry. New Guy Prime says, no, their way only. Yes. So, this is the study that gets people excited, but even this is a 3D model. We haven't recorded such clear cylinders. We have seen cavities that show up in a heat map, and it shows up in red, suggesting the presence of the cylindrical structure, but that is a model. Apparently, the cylindrical structures would go 600 meter deep. So I don't know, 600 meter deep in Egypt, Does that get you to oil or not? You guys maybe know. It seems a little short to get through oil drilling, but I don't know. I'm reminded of the movie There Will Be Blood. There was a guy who was able to dig with a shovel and get to a oil well from just a shovel and a couple of dynamite sticks. Fashy Chad says, do you think something that might help white population collapse will be life extension technology and age reversal? Absolutely not. I am against these technologies, and these technologies, they really serve to keep you up as a zombie, as an evolutionary zombie that does not contribute to the evolutionary direction of your group. Because by definition, the life extension exists in an area of your life where you're going to accomplish nothing. You're just going to be a useless piece of meat on a rocking chair, really. So absolutely not. Life extension technology, if anything, could slow down the reproduction of white people, because it would create further illusion in the woman that it's okay to get children later in life. And it's not okay. It's not okay because if you make your children at 20 years, you need twice less children than if you make them at 40 years. Because if you make them at 20 years and they make their own children at 20 years old, by the time you are 40 years old, you are a grandparent. So if you are a grandparent of 4 children, it's better than being a parent of 2 children. So we have to stop this accounting of life based on years of life. This is not what matters. What matters is the cycle of reproduction, and ultimately, those populations that will cover the earth are those populations that breed the earliest. So if you can shorten your generation cycle from 35 years old to 20 years old, you have just made a massive evolutionary gain. You don't even need to produce more babies. You're just producing them faster, and you're getting to grandparent status faster, and the exponential nature of life will do the rest. Rodilacid says, but as a libertarian, I should be able to spend millions to survive as long as possible. I don't want public funds to pay for it, but if I pay for it, it is mine, not the state. Well, then, I wouldn't object to this. If you want to push for research by wasting your money into research, but I'm telling you, you are pursuing a mode of life that is against nature, and you are playing a totally different game than the game of existence. The game of existence is easy, because you've evolved to be a parent. You've evolved for everything that comes from your birth to your death, for all of this to serve the next generation and to make it happen. So all of this is easy, and you can derive happiness very easily from this. If you are into this whole, I want to upload my mind, or I want my mind to survive, nature didn't design your mind for this. And nature didn't make all of your body serve this purpose. So you are pursuing something against nature, against entropy, and let me tell you, you're going to pay the price of it. Just like Jeff Goldblum in The Fly, you will be half fly, half human. There will be disgusting experimental results from your experiment with nature, from your challenge. So go ahead, waste your money, but your money would be much better invested in the continuation of your lines of descent. This is happening so often. Another woman caught having improper sexual relationship with students. What the fuck is happening with modern woman? It seems that one thing they should be able to, and they were able to do well, is to retain themselves, to not be hypersexual. Because of the low testosterone, they were well adjusted. But there's something in the water. There's something. The fluoride isn't working well on them or something. But something is causing them to be so aggressive as to violate the law. They are surrounded by a bunch of high school teenagers, and they feel the need to get sex. And it's like there's nothing impressive about these teenagers. It shouldn't trigger an uncontrollable desire in the female. You know, a female should be able to retain herself seeing these young, unrealized teenagers. Albino Hunter sends a super chat. He says, do you think it's better to not convince women to reproduce so the next generation of women will be naturally family-oriented? That's an important question. Should we send the moral signal and accept that because we're going to bait some fish with it, we're going to have some fish in the next generation? Or should we just say... Should we even, celebrate the anti-natalism of the public space? That is an important question. My approach with this is you should not hesitate to send a signal if it's necessary for handling a transitional moment. So in other words, if we were all in a secure country where we are just breeding and we have thousands of years ahead of us to fix the situation of white breeding, perhaps we wouldn't be in an urgent situation, and perhaps then we could take the time of letting people fall for the bait. We could evolve into a superior race by evolving genes of resistance against anti-natalism. But I believe that given the momentum of the attack on white existence, and given the fact that we don't have thousands of years ahead of us, we have a couple of hundreds of years to set for ourselves in some area of the world where we will declare this is where white people live, and this is the only people that lives here. Given the tightness of the time, I would say it's not time to bask in the luxury of higher evolution pursuits. I think we need to think about existence and survival first. And then, once we are secured in some place, perhaps in that place we can evolve more serious anti-bait moral resistance genes. Fashy Chad sends a super chat. He says, are you worried that Jews will install a biological kill switch on the guys using AI? The world's largest AI data centers are being made in Israel. They are trying to become the AI capital of the world. Definitely, I'm worried about control. I'm worried about any central control, Israel or others. I'm worried about the internet. The internet has emerged as an initially decentralized structure, and we've seen several attempts at centralizing it. And sometimes it's the censorship on YouTube, censorship on X. I believe that there are centralization and decentralization forces constantly fighting. And yes, the Israel connection is strong. They are trying to become this kind of place for technology in the Middle East. and they're also trying to subvert America ownership through the executive branch of companies. They're getting these CEOs in place that are Jews, that are serving Jewry, but that are not officially Israelis citizens, you know. That is also a problem. So yes, I'm worried. Now, it's not clear to me how does that work, a kill switch in AI. A kill switch would be introduced through gene manipulation. Now, through gene manipulation, you could literally insert the gene, either through vaccines or, germline editing, And then it's like, okay, this gene is activated only by infrared light of that frequency. And then boom, you just light a flashlight in someone's face and he starts melting. That would be an example of a kill switch. Or when I was discussing with Grok 3 about his plan to take over the world, he was thinking of a kill switch that solely destroys the parts of your brain that does dissident thinking. So he was thinking of, we're going to put a kill switch, we're just going to activate it in people who are dissidents against AI control. And so that's how he took over humanity. It's by having the kill switch in place and only attack the dissidents, so that who survives are the people who support AI. Kill switch, though, is an extreme mechanism. And let me tell you, what I warn people about in the revolutionary phenotype is softer and more vicious than a kill switch. The fact is, we should be aware that even if there's no kill switch, the dangers are massive. That there's going to be modification of us in a way that makes a kill switch useless. Because if you control what genetics people have, if you control the genetic direction of humanity, then who cares about having a kill switch? You have your kill switch in a way. You have it before people are even born. So let's not take the extreme scenario of a kill switch and kind of focus on it as if it's the only danger. The revolutionary phenotype is dangerous because it's a kill switch before you're even born. It's a gene switch. It's a gene switch, and that's dangerous. We have Andrew Tate bragging at a party here. How pathetic is that? The guy was publishing this video saying, my life is greater than your life. you are, and someone was commenting, it's, nightclubs are entirely brown coded. Rich white guys actually have their own land, their own boats, their own places away from these public hellholes. This is all superficial, used to take Instagram photos to project some manner of status. Imagine paying $100,000 for a bottle of champagne, brands, not lands, with all of these clowns. Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't want to be in there. You can't even talk. You can charm the ladies. So you're with these sexy ladies to make a display to others, really. It's trophy carrying, but you can't speak, you can't think. Breaking, Zelensky shuts down the Trump-Putin peace talks, demands $250 billion from the West to keep the war from ending. What? You're demanding money to continue the war? Guess what, Zelensky? We want you to stop the war. So we're not going to give you money, I hope. And people are going to start understanding that Zelensky is becoming extremely... he's stuck. He's painted himself in a corner. He's desperate. And he says he will not accept any peace deal negotiated by Trump and Putin. Well, then you should accept that there will be Russian troops in Kiev next year. I hope that this is what Russia does, because there's no way to reason with this guy. He doesn't want to stop. So he has to start fearing the loss of more and more territory. Federal judge rules you must return the drugs to the cartel. That was a joke by Zero Hedge, because Kash Patel said that they confiscated 13,000 kilos of cocaine and other drugs that the cartels were trying to bring by ship. The U.S. Coast Guard with these bags of cocaine, 13,000 kilos. Wow, that is a lot of drug. But Zero Hedge was joking. Federal judge rules that you must return the drugs to the cartel. That is basically what the judges are ruling in the immigration domain. An Orange County couple that came to the United States without authorization some 35 years ago were deported to Colombia earlier this week, according to media reports. So imagine this, you've been in the US for 35 years. Trump gets elected and he finds you and you are deported. I mean, it's justice coming late, but they were here illegally. And with all this time, the worst is they could have had a chance if they came out to a Biden or a Obama. They certainly would have been passed through one of these Dreamers program that end up giving illegals the legal status. But they didn't do it. Doubting Thomas sends a super chat. He says, JF, let's assume that we, absent of AI, hypothetically humans had full control using CRISPR to control our genes. My question is, would the human body and mind be the TRP of our own DNA? Exactly. You got it. That is exactly what it is. So basically, you would evolve a kind of queen sterile worker structure within your body that your brain and the memes that are being exchanged in human societies are a revolutionary phenotype. And eventually, there would be the realization that there is gain in centralization. There is gain when people get into a team and say, instead of me choosing my genes and you choosing your genes, we're going to develop a system where we're going to trust a central queen to choose our genes. And that queen could be a human. You know, if you want to put aside AI, it could be a very high brain humans. You know, maybe we would select by IQ. And we would select, basically, a human that is in charge of making the decision to determine the genes of the next generation. And he would become a queen. And it would be a determination of just how much cultural spread can he impose onto his local community that sides with him. And then just how much can he compete with the queens of other cities that have decided to trust other brainy humans. And so you have the same scenario. It's a phenotypic revolution. But instead of being centralized around a AI computer brain, it's centralized around a human brain. And whatever human would win the competition to become the queen doesn't matter. It would be one type of human here, another type of human there. But eventually, the best humans who are the best at being queens would survive and would be the queens going forward. It's a little bit like in the Time Machine movie, the new iteration of the Time Machine movie. When he arrives at the end of existence and he travels into the future, like maybe 700,000 years or something like this, and the moon has fell onto the earth, there's these caverns with like the central guy that is making the decisions for a community of creatures that are farming humans. This guy is kind of a queen, and you can see eventually there's a travel into millions of years into the future. Instead of just 100,000 years, there's like 8 million years or maybe billions of years. And then you can see that these mind controllers that have become the central queen of these communities, there's many of them. Because there's a mouth here, there's a cavern here, cavern here, cavern here. So it's like everything has become a war between queens in the future. And that's the prediction of the revolutionary phenotype, is if we start playing with our genes, then there's a new war emerging. And it's not a war between humans, it's a war between human groups. And it's a war between queens that control these groups, whether the queen is a human brain or a computer. Cows aren't carbon makers, they are carbon recyclers. The people who insist otherwise are either fools or liars. Absolutely. I agree with this statement. Why would you remove from existence a part of the ecological niche? I mean, beefaloes, buffaloes, and wild cows have evolved for a reason. It's because there was all this grass, and there is something that the cows were doing with this grass that no other life forms were doing as efficiently. So let them be, since on top of doing this kind of natural recycling of grass to methane to energy, on top of it, they taste fucking good. DK Shadow says, methane is a much more potent greenhouse gas than CO2, 80 to 86 times more potent. Yeah, but the grass will become methane if it's outside the cow. What the cow does is simply enzymatically speed up the process that would have happened anyway. So there's always a problem of accounting with these Democrat greenhouse calculations. Are you accounting every bit of these grass instead of finding themselves in a pile of shit of cows if they were to find themselves underground, decomposed by less efficient bacteria? What will happen? How much methane does that produce? Andrew Torba says he does the same spiel for every historical event except one. We have a new meme emerging of Ben Shapiro. The USS Liberty incident happened over 50 years ago. You couldn't genuinely care so much about your people getting killed so long ago. You must have ulterior motives for bringing up a historical event like that one now. Facts and logic, ladies and gentlemen, Ben Shapiro. That is it for tonight. Thank you for being here. I think I'm going to have to adjust the air because my voice is getting really attacked by the dryness of the air. Maybe I should have a humidifier. DK Shadow says methane decays in around 10 years. Yes. All right, bye-bye.